so that we didn't just have professional translators translating the site, we could have all of our users translating the site. And we got French translated in 12 hours. But we managed to get to this day, we're now 104 languages translated by Facebook, for Facebook. 70 of those are translated by the community. And we took the time to build something that would enable us to scale. The other thing is we prioritized the right languages. So back then, the right languages, the big four languages, were French, Italian, German, and Spanish, figs. And Chinese, but we were blocked in China. So we focused on French, Italian, German, and Spanish. Now look at that list. That's today's distribution of languages. Italian isn't on the list anymore. French and German are about to fall off. In the last year, we quadrupled the number of people on Facebook in Hindi. Quadrupled. And so building for where the world is today is an easy mistake to make, and it's what a lot of the other social networks did. We built a scalable translation infrastructure that actually enabled us to attack all of the languages so we could be ready for where the future is going to be. And you'll probably be able to see some stuff from our internet.org summit in India about where we want to go with language translations later today, because I think they're talking about that stuff there. So these are the tactics I want to go through now, and I'll stick with the whiteboard for that stuff. But I'd really encourage you guys, as I go through these, if you've got any questions about them, let me know. I think this should be like a more freeform time anyway, but I think some of these tactics are quite interesting.